for coming out. So the 81% free throw shooter, Damian Baskerville, misses the first. The second one is on the way, and it's good. So that'll break that string of 12 in a row. And it's 52-50. Matadors of Northridge on top. Here's Grundy, top of the key. Grundy to O'Quinn, and underneath we've got a whistle, and a foul is called. Weber State coaches want a three-second violation, and the foul is going to be on Eric Ketchum, and that'll be it out of the ballgame. That is his fifth foul at the 9:13 mark, and he leaves with no points. Well, and as they come down to tell the Weber State coaches that Ketchum has fouled out, you've got to get somebody else in there. Coaches are asking how many seconds that the Matadors can stay in the lane. Taylor was camping out down there, built a fire, unzipped the sleeping bag, and he was in there for a long time, but they didn't call the 3 seconds, a rare call in any level of basketball nowadays. Schoaf will have to replace Ketchum, who fouls out. So Jake Schoaf will play with four fouls. So the Wildcat big men have had that foul problem tonight. As Taylor goes to the line, he'll shoot one and one, with that being the seventh Weber State team foul. So here's the front end from Taylor, and it is no good. Rebound tipped around. The Matadors have it. It's knocked away, picked up by Heinle, and he scores. Heinle with 10. Wildcats have had quite a few of those tonight, those rebounds that they have had and then knocked out of their hands, and it's 54-50. Northridge on top. Here's Baskerville in the lane, a spin move, and he'll bounce it under to a wide-open Schoaf. He'll shoot, he'll score, he's fouled. A chance for a three-point play. Baskerville the assist. It was Baskerville's penetration that opened Schoaf up for the bucket. Seven team fouls on the Matadors now as Taylor leaves and Jabari Simmons replaces him. 54-52, Northridge leading. A lot of time left in this one, 8 more seconds. Schoaf's free throw is up and on the way, and it's good. Schoaf with 8 points. A one-point Northridge lead, 54-53. Here's Grundy all the way to the hole. He kicks back to Heinle, fakes the three, spins, kicks it out on the end line to O'Quinn. He penetrates, kicks out to Grundy in the corner. Grundy penetrates, flips up a left-handed shot, and he hits it. Lucky Grundy with 5. 56-53. 8.5 minutes to play. Here's Baskerville. He'll get a screen from Jensen. Baskerville spins in the lane, kicking the corner to Schoaf on that right side. Schoaf has Simmons reaching in on him. Schoaf muscles in, put up the shot, and hits it. Schoaf drove the right baseline, put it off the glass at a tough angle as he was muscling in. 56-55, Northridge by one. Simmons back to the bucket, spins, goes baseline, and a reach-in foul called against Weber State, and that's Schoaf's fifth. And the Wildcats coaching staff again not believing the call. Schoaf is gone, and that's a big loss right there. He'll leave with 10 points, fouling out with 8:04 to go. So the Wildcats are starting to dig deep onto the bench now. So Schoaf is going to have to be removed, and it's going to take a while because the Wildcat head coach, Ronnie Beglin, wants to talk with Bob Holloway about some of the calls that are being made. Who will come off the bench for Weber State? Again, the Wildcats have a little bit of time, and it's going to be Ryan Jama. 6'5", sophomore Jama from Lubbock, Texas, coming in, replacing Schoaf, who is fouled out with 8:04 remaining, and the Wildcats trailing by one. Yeah, Schoaf was pretty good on the offensive side tonight, 10 points, 2 3-point plays in the second half before leaving. Now it's going to be up to Jama and company to man the inside. Simmons, 1-1, and the first one is good. Simmons is in double figures with 10. 58% free throw shooter who wears a size 17 shoes. His shoes are so long, they take up almost the entire length of that free throw area as he hits the free throw. Simmons with 11. 58-55, Northridge by 3, 8 minutes to play. Here's Smith crossing midcourt. Veering near side, bounce to Jama, Heinle on him. Jama will bounce it to the top of the key, give it to Smith. Smith has Miner on him, trying to get Jensen to post up. Smith is going to penetrate it, and then a dribble drive. It's a foul called against Northridge. Greg Miner has picked up his second personal foul. 18 fouls, so Smith will go to the line. Both teams are in that single bonus situation right now with 7 minutes and 46 seconds to go. Smith with 17 points, 13 in the first half. He's shooting 1-1. The front end is good. So Smith has hit all four of his free tosses tonight. Only a 55% free throw shooter on the year. He missed two badly last night before coming back and hitting two late ones. Second one up, no good. Front iron. Jabari Simmons the rebound. He'll give it off to Lucky Grundy. Grundy's going to drive all the way down. Kicks it out in the deep. Quinn. It's 58-56. Northridge by two. Heinle backing in on Jema. He turns in the lane. Travel got away with it. Missed the shot. Misses his tip. Simmons the rebound. Goes up and misses. Heinle misses again. Smith the rebound. Jimmy Smith to bring it across half court. Gives it to Baskerville near side. Baskerville penetrates. Baskerville down to the end line. He's going to kick it out. Here's a dribble drive by Jema. Lean in. No good. The long rebound. Baskerville for a three. It's no good. Rebound Jensen. Jensen muscles up. Score it. Off the glass. Left hand. Right side. Jensen with a dozen. We're tied at 58. 7 minutes to play. Here's Lucky Grundy slowing it down now for the Matadors. Grundy near midcourt. Out on the left wing to Simmons. Jensen out on him. Top for the key to Heinle. In the lane to O'Quinn with Baskerville on him. And the one-handed shot is good. O'Quinn with the post up on Baskerville. He has 13. 60-58. Northridge up by two. 6.5 to play. Jema right in front of the Wildcat team bench. 4 steps beyond the arc. Now with the dribble. Backs it up. In the corner to Fisher. Fisher, Grundy on him. Fisher with a couple of dribbles, backs it up with a dribble, bounces it on a bounce to Jensen, and a kicked ball. Grundy got his foot on it. A new shot clock for Weber State. New players for Northridge. Trenton Cross is in. Kevin Taylor is in. Heinle and Miner will leave. 60-58. Northridge by two. 6:22 to play. Smith the inbound to Jema, and a foul called as Jensen is sprawled out. He set the screen, and Simmons pushed him on the floor. Simmons will pick up the foul. Now they're going to call it on Taylor. Boy, Simmons was the guy that took the shove. But Taylor picks up his second personal, 9 team fouls, and it'll be Jensen in the 1-1. Jensen with a dozen points tonight. Has not attempted a free throw. This is his first of the night. The left-hander is ready, and the free throw is good. Jensen, a 56% free throw shooter, but he has been a little bit better lately. Last night was 5 out of 7 at the line. As he lines it up, trying to tie the ball game, and he doesn't. Front iron, Jema the rebound. He goes right back up, score! Ryan Jema, offensive board in the lane, and the Wildcats lead by one. 61-60. And a whistle underneath and a foul called away from the ball, away from the play, and Brett Curbs comes over to the chagrin of the crowd and tells us that Ryan Jema with a push. First personal against Jema. Team foul number 9. So after this 1-1, both teams are in the double bonus the rest of the way, and there's 6 minutes and 11 seconds to play. And it'll be Kevin Taylor at the line. Taylor 1 out of 3 tonight. This is the front end. Weber State leading by one. Here comes, and it's good. Taylor's second point. And it's a tie game, 61 all. Well, it's a full house up on the board. 61-61, 6:11 to play. Taylor to give his team the lead, and he does. All 3 of his points coming at the free throw stripe tonight. Jeff Paris will come in, replacing Taylor. The Wildcats are going to get some full court pressure again. Just a little time. 62-61, Northridge by one. We're nearing the 6-minute mark remaining. Smith will bounce it out on the wing left to Jema. Up top to Jensen, swing it right to Smith. Smith looking up top to Baskerville. He'll penetrate, spin left, spin right to Jema in the corner for a three. He got it. Oh, they call it a two. Foot was on the line, but he hit the shot. 16-footer. Jema with 6. Wildcats back up by 1. In the lane, Simmons. He'll spin left, go up for a shot, and it's good. Jabari Simmons It's 64-63. Back and forth we go. Northridge by one. 5.5 to play. Smith motioning and calling the play. He's got Cross on him in the man-to-man. And here's a pass knocked away, and the Matadors have it. It was intended for Jensen, but they fronted him and jumped in front and knocked it away. Grundy has it. Grundy into the front court. His team leads by one. Right side, it goes to Jeff Paris. Back up top to Simmons. Swing it left to Grundy, and up top to O'Quinn. Baskerville on him man-to-man. O'Quinn stops out on the perimeter, back straight away to Cross, holding it high with two hands, backs it up. 9 on the shot clock. They're going to isolate again. Cross will penetrate. Cross goes left down the lane, gets some help, puts up the shot, no good. Rebound, Baskerville tips it out. The loose ball, and it's still loose, picked up by Grundy. Baskerville slaps it away. Grundy's got it at midcourt, and he'll give it to Cross. 4:39 to play. Matadors by one, 64-63. The ball. And Jama steals it. Jama, a 2-on-1 break to Baskerville, the trailer. Into the lane. Go up with a shot. No good, but a foul is called. And Baskerville will shoot two. Good job by Ryan Jama. He has got to pick up the slack because of Ketchum and Schoaf disqualified with fouls in this ball game. And Baskerville to go to the line. So Damian Baskerville, no field goals. He has 3 points. Sounds a lot like the Montana game where he didn't have many field goals, but he won the game for the Cats at the line. Free throw, no good. He missed the first of two last time he was at the line. He misses one here. He'll need this to tie the game with 4 minutes and 24 seconds to play. Baskerville, the right-hander from Detroit, Michigan. It's up there and it's good, so we're tied again. 64-all with a timeout on the floor. 4 minutes, 24 ticks remaining here at the D Event Center. It's the Cat 64, the Matador 64 on the Wildcat Basketball Network. Wildcat Basketball brought to you by Columbia Ogden Regional Medical Center, celebrating over 50 years of compassionate quality health care for the communities of Northern Utah. Columbia Ogden Regional Medical Center. Also by the Weber State Credit Union, where faculty, students, and university employees do their banking. Your university connection, the Weber State Credit Union. We're tied at 64, 4:24 remaining here at the D Center. Northridge with the ball. They'll bring it down full court. Wildcats shooting only 41% from the field, hitting 23 of 56. The Matadors are 21 of 44. That's 48%. Here's Simmons to O'Quinn in the corner. He gets a screen, goes across the lane left to right, kick out in the corner, Cross for a three, no good, high rebound, and it's tipped out of bounds. It'll be the Matadors' ball. Again, much to the dismay of the Weber State bench, they thought that it was tipped out by Northridge. Here comes Greg Miner, the 6'3 sophomore from Canyon Country, California, in, replacing Cross. Miner to inbound it. Miner gets it to Paris, perimeter left. 4 minutes to play. Tied at 64. Here's Miner. Miner for a three. It's in and out. Rebound, Jensen. Wildcat 3:53 to play. Wildcats have out-rebounded Northridge, 34-28 in this game. Crossing the timeline is Smith, and underneath we have a whistle. We have a foul. Miner called for a push, his third personal. That's double bonus time, 10th Matador team foul, so the Wildcats will shoot two, and it'll be Jimmy Smith. Now Smith with 18 points in this one. And for Smith, his career best is a 20-point game a year ago against Northern Arizona. That was that overtime game, that Weber State win a year ago when Smith hit the three to send it to OT, and the Cats won it by six. So he could hit these two and tie his career best. Free throw on the way, good. Smith with 19. Jensen has 13. Schoaf has fouled out with 10. Fisher with 9, scoreless in the second half. Free throw good. Smith ties his career high. He has a 20-point night. More importantly, Weber State leads by two. 66-64, 3:40 to go. Grundy at midcourt. Smith on him man-to-man. Left wing to Paris. Paris traveled and got away with it, moved his pivot. Ahead to Grundy, down low to Simmons. Double team, turns the baseline, goes up. Ball knocked out of bounds. Foul called against Weber State. Who's this one against? And it's against Jama. Ryan Jama's second, and the Matadors will go to the line to try to tie it. Jabari Simmons, 2 for 2 tonight at the free throw line, 58% on the year. He came in just 33 of 56. The first of two is good. Jabari Simmons with 14. He leads the Matadors in scoring tonight. O'Quinn with 13. Heinley with 10 off the bench. Second free throw is up and good. So Simmons nails them both. We're tied again at 66. 3:20 to play in the game. Smith still in the backcourt, crosses the midcourt line. Miner in the man-to-man against him. Smith left side, dribbles across the top of the key. Bounce pass to Fisher, near side. Three-point land, takes a dribble, gets a screen, stops the dribble now. Now he has to help, get some help. Bounce pass to Smith, back to Fisher. Fisher drives the right baseline and his pass knocked away and stolen. Here comes O'Quinn in the front court with 2:57 to play. Matadors with the ball in a 66-66 ball game. Grundy between the circles. He'll slow it down. Here comes Simmons breaking off to the left side. He gets the bounce pass. Simmons looking in. He gets it to O'Quinn. O'Quinn will spin and a foul called again. Boy, this has become a comedy of little tick fouls. This time Baskerville is called for a little push. His third personal. And the Matadors can grab the lead at the line. 2:41 to go. Mike O'Quinn. 2 out of 4 at the stripe tonight, an 80% on the year. Shooting 2. He has 13 points, and he gives his team the lead. 67-66, Northridge. Carl Holmes will come into the ballgame. Holmes for Miner in this substitution for Bobby Braswell and the Northridge coaching staff. O'Quinn's second, no good. A rebound on the floor. Jensen fighting for it. He's got it, and then he bounces it off of Matador. Good job by Jensen. Bounces. Boy, the Matadors are really aggressive on those missed free throws. Wildcats with the ball. They inbound it to Smith, and he's almost fouled over the back. No call. Harris is all over his back. Now Smith into the front court near side. 20-second timeout called by Weber State. Jimmy Smith didn't know the timeout had been called by the Weber State bench. We're going to keep it right here. Tell you that Wildcat basketball tonight is brought to you by Granny Goose, the makers of Clover Club potato chips and other quality snacks. Stop by your local food store and you can enjoy the great taste of Clover Club products with crispy potato chips, mouth-watering pretzels, and other delicious snacks. Clover Club, a local favorite since 1938. Also brought to you tonight by the Bank of Utah and Kellerstrass Oil and Chevron. And we'll be closing in on naming our legend limousine Wildcat player of the game here shortly. All right, now you have to look at Jimmy Smith as the main man out. A 12-0 Northridge run gave them the lead, and since then it's been back and forth. Right now, 67-66. Northridge with the lead, 2:28 remaining in this ballgame. Wildcats will hit the road this next week, Wednesday and Friday. Wednesday at Portland State, Friday at Eastern Washington. 8 o'clock game time in both venues in the Mountain Time Zone. So the pregame show comes your way at 7:50 on Wednesday with the Portland State Vikings. 7:50 on Friday with the Eastern Washington Eagles. Wildcats will break with Baskerville, Fisher, Jama, Jensen, and Smith. Wildcats will inbound it right in front of the scorer's table. Smith will get open. Baskerville flips it into him. Shot clock down to 23. Baskerville wing right, looking for his first field goal of the night. Up top to Fisher. Fisher back to Baskerville wing right. Pass to Jensen, back to the bucket. Posting up, dribbling it. Down low underneath, wide open. Baskerville scores. First field goal of the night. Great pass from Jensen, who got the double team, sensed it, bounced it down to Baskerville for the easy one. Weber State 68, Northridge 67. 2 minutes to play. Lucky Grundy in the front court, straight away to Paris on the right wing. Paris to Grundy, top of the key. Grundy, and it's stolen. His pass intended on the interior, stolen by Smith. He'll slow it down. 1:45 to go. Weber State leading by 1 with the ball. Both teams are in the double bonus foul-wise. Smith, left side to Baskerville. Back up top, he'll go to Fisher for a 15-footer. No good. Rebound on the floor. Grundy's got it. Grundy into the front court with 1.5 minutes left. He'll veer back out to the perimeter. They get it down to Simmons. Kick out to Paris. He dribble drives, runs over Fisher. Will they count it? Oh, they count it. It should have been an offensive foul. They call Fisher for the block. Terrible call. Fisher was standing there and waiting. And he was just flat out run over. But they count the bucket and the foul. And Northridge leads by one. Ken Cron made the call, and it was not a good one. Jeff Paris with a three-point play opportunity. Paris with the free throw attempt, trying to give his team a two-point lead. Free throw is on the way. No good. Rebound. Baskerville had it. He's knocked down, and a timeout called. No, a foul called. Oh, I don't believe that one. It's against Northridge. Jimmy Smith came over to call a timeout. Baskerville was on the ground with the ball. And then Northridge is called for a foul. Oh, the Wildcats get a break there. I can't believe that call. So I guess you give some, you take some away. Timeout called by Northridge. Again, we're going to keep it right here. Holy cow. That foul was called on Mike O'Quinn, who was just trying to reach in and get that loose ball. But that'll make up for the last one, at least to a point. Matadors lead 69-68 with a minute 20 remaining in the ballgame. And it is time to name our legend limousine player of the game, and it'll be Jimmy Smith, 20 points, tying a career high. And he's going to need some more if the Cats are going to win this one. Legend Limousine, Utah's leading luxury and executive transportation company, and Jimmy Smith, our Legend Limousine player of the game. Now, 69-68, the Wildcats are going to shoot free throws, and it's going to be Baskerville to shoot them. He was on the floor after another aggressive Matadors play off the missed free throw. That ball is tipped around. Baskerville just lunging after it, grabbed it, and as he fell to the floor, grabbed hold of it. Jimmy Smith trying to call a timeout for him, didn't get it. But the whistle came in just after Smith to put that T sign up to call the timeout. And the whistle was against O'Quinn and Northridge. So the Wildcats will shoot free throws, try to tie it and grab a lead. It's been a good game. Wildcats have had the largest lead of the game, a 9-point bulge, 5 minutes into the second half. Weber State led by three at halftime and have struggled with their shooting percentage tonight. They're around that 40% mark, maybe even a little bit lower right now, and still right in the ballgame. Bass will shoot two. He has been pretty average at the line tonight, 81% on the year, but he is 4 of 7. So Baskerville at the line. Wildcats trail by one. And Baskerville trying to tie it. The first one on the way. Good. Baskerville's 7th point. 69-69. Cats have Smith, Jama, Baskerville, Fisher, and Jensen out there. Baskerville lines it up for the lead. Good. Baskerville with 8 points. Wildcats by one. 1:20 to play. Here come the Matadors. The crowd is standing. 5,400 strong, standing and applauding. Miner to the right side to Paris. Way out on the wing. Up top to Miner. Miner penetrates. Down low to Simmons. Simmons knocked away. Jimmy Smith with the steal. Smith was the man last night defensively. And he comes up with a huge double-team steal. Wildcats walk it down. 55 seconds to play, a 1-point lead. So a 30-second difference in shot clock and game clock. Here's Smith, wide left on the wing to Jensen. Jensen up top to Fisher. Fisher left side to Baskerville. Shot clock down to 12. Baskerville straight away. He penetrates in the lane. Go up, and it's knocked away from him. Ball is loose. It's on the floor. Paris has got it. Northridge with the ball. The shot clock is off. They can win the game in the final 30 seconds. And a timeout called. Again, we'll keep it here. 30 seconds to go. Northridge will have the ball with no shot clock, but Weber State has a 1-point lead. So the Matadors can play for the game winner here. Now, Baskerville just got it knocked away down on that right end line, and the Matadors came up with the loose ball. Wildcat basketball tonight brought to you by Big O Tires. For quality high-performance tires, service that's second to none, and prices you can't beat. Head to the Big O Tire store nearest you. The good guys with the great buys, Big O Tires. It's also brought to you tonight by Columbia Ogden Regional Medical Center, celebrating over 50 years of compassionate quality health care for the communities of Northern Utah. Columbia Ogden Regional Medical Center. Well, it comes down to this. Wildcats by one, 30 seconds to go. And when you look at Cal State Northridge, Jabari Simmons has been their post-up man here as of late. He has 15 points. Michael Quinn has posted up quite a bit tonight. He has 14. And they also have Brian Heinle with 10 points. Those are their three leading scorers tonight. They wonder what Bobby Braswell is drawing up here. I'm sure that he's going to drain the clock as much as he can. If you're the Wildcats leading by one, you don't want to give up an easy one. You've got some free throw shooters for Northridge who aren't very good. We'll see who they bring out. Grundy, O'Quinn, Simmons, Miner, Heinle, and Paris. Simmons and Paris are under 60% free throw shooters, but both have converted a little bit tonight. Wildcats show a little token pressure, but they won't. They're going to put a zone on. Here we go. Grundy brings it down. 25 seconds to go. Crosses the timeline. A 1-3-1 zone. At midcourt, Grundy calls timeout with 20 seconds to go. So the Wildcats make them use 12 seconds. And they also but befuddled by that 1-3-1 zone. So the Matadors call time as we keep it here at the D Event Center. The Wildcats 70, the Matadors 69. Next up, Portland State on Wednesday at the Rose Garden in Portland, Oregon. 8 o'clock game time here in the Mountain Time Zone. And then we move Friday to Cheney, Washington to take on the Eastern Washington Eagles. Eastern Washington, a loser this afternoon to the University of Montana in Missoula. Just received a score with 9 minutes left. Montana State has a 15-point lead over Portland State in Bozeman. Montana State, if they hold that, would be one of the teams that would be in first place after this night. The Wildcats need to hold on to this one if they're going to be one of those teams. Now, Northridge beat them twice last year, one of two conference home losses here at the D Event Center, trying to get a little measure of revenge here. Wildcats bring Fisher, Jama, Jensen, Baskerville, and Smith out. And we'll see if they go man-to-man or zone now. They will inbound it in the front court at midcourt. And it looks like a man-to-man to start out, and it's inbounded in the back court. Help, it's that zone, 1-3-1. Grundy at midcourt. He'll go left side to Miner. 14 seconds left. Here's O'Quinn out on the wing left, 11 seconds. O'Quinn has the ball tipped out of bounds by Fisher on the far side with 9 seconds to go. So the Matadors have nine, and they will inbound again on the far side. Into Grundy. Grundy gives it back to Miner. 7 seconds. 5 seconds. Miner penetrates. He goes up for a runner. It is no good. 2 seconds left. Here's the buzzer, and the Wildcats win! The runner wouldn't go, and the Wildcats come out with the one-point win. 70-69, the final, as the Cats persevere in a big back-to-back weekend here at the D Center, and the Cats come out of it with two wins. Final score, Weber State 70, Cal State Northridge 69, and we're back with a wrap after this.